Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. This is our special election edition. We talk to the candidates about the issues important to you and your business. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems.
The South Haven Chamber of Commerce and South Haven Business Beat podcast does not endorse any candidate or their position. All candidates running for office were invited to join the podcast.
And now here's your host, Aaron Kozort.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm Aaron Kozort, and today we have with us John David Wheeler. He is the alderman for Ward 5 here in South Haven and running again, unopposed, I believe.
Yep, thankfully it's unopposed.
So tell me just a little bit about yourself, just your background, just introduction for maybe new people in town who don't know you.
I've been a home builder for about 35 years, and 08... 09, 10, home building kind of went south, and I had to figure out another way to feed my family. So I opened up Memphis Barbecue Company, which is a restaurant in Horn Lake.
An amazing
restaurant
company, by the way. And,
cook competition barbecue. I've won Memphis and made the whole thing twice. I will brag on my son. In 2023 was my 21st Memphis and made a cook with my 21-year-old son, and we won the rib category, the grand champion in rib. For the first time in 21 years.
That's great.
So that's a lot of fun. But yeah, then I just opened a butcher shop over by the Mesquite Chop House over in my ward. And it was open before previously, and the guy closed it down. And I was like, man, I gotta have it. It has to open. It has to reopen. I got tired of going and checking my own self out at the grocery store. So opened that. So I got a lot of irons in the fire. And of course, being an alderman is a lot of fun. It's a lot of challenges, but it's a lot of fun.
So what are a few of the accomplishments that you're most proud of from the last 4 years?
So I started 8 years ago. I ran because our police department was low in numbers and I didn't think we were getting the job done. And now I say this, I've never been a policeman, but I've had relatives and lots of friends in South Haven Police Department. And I felt like I was part of it. And they were you need to run and try to clean this stuff up. And, I didn't clean it up. We cleaned it up.
Right.
But that's what I wanted to do. And then the last, I think we're up about almost 50% more policemen on the street than the day I got elected.
Got it.
Real proud of that.
That's great. What are some of the challenges you see in the city right now?
Just to continue the growth, which we don't have a lot more growth. South Haven's about out of places to do things. So making sure we pick the right projects, making sure they're successful, making sure it's something that the people want, and it's going to help South Haven to prosper even more.
Right.
And to keep the police force up. It's hard to hire police right now.
Yeah, it is.
It's hard to maintain them, but we have really, really competitive pay. We're one of the highest in the county, and I just want to continue to grow that and all public safety. And we're about to open up fire station number 5, which is... Mm-hmm. It's been a challenge, but it's been a challenge, but it's about to open. So, just to keep our citizens safe and keep the quality of life up, like the new Silo Square, it's lots of things to do over there. Mm-hmm. If you thought about 10 years ago or 5 years ago or even 4 years ago, mm-hmm. you're like, wow, I got people that come see me that hadn't been in town for a while. And they're like, holy cow, what happened over here?
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember when first drove by and there was a bridge over the road. It's like, yeah. Interesting. Well, there's something's going to go on here, and it certainly has. What are some of your goals and plans for addressing the challenges that you do see?
My goals are just what I said before, is the continued growth, and the challenge to that is making sure we have the right projects. Like the amphitheater, 4 years ago, that was one of our biggest accomplishments, I think. And now we have a convention center being built, a hotel and convention center over by the Lander Center. And that's going to change South Haven.
It's going to dramatically change.
Nobody knows.
Yes.
It's like the ball fields back mm-hmm. in Snowden Grove, anybody would have said, oh, this is going to make put South Haven on the map. I mean, the national map. They probably would have said you're crazy mm-hmm. because baseball wasn't that big then. But the mayor and the board of aldermen back then had a nice vision. And, you know, that had to be hard, especially back then when the tax base was so much lower, you know, to step out there and build all that. You're thinking, right. man, we can screw this up and we're done.
That's
but,
right.
But it was a home run. I mean, it was literally a home yeah. run.
And you know, when you come to the convention center as an idea, in the hotel as an idea, you know, people are like, well, aren't there already ones in Memphis? What's unique about it being in South Haven and not Memphis?
Well, a couple things. One, where it's in Memphis, it's probably a bigger convention center than we're going to have, but it's just a different option. It's going to be state of the art. It's going to be brand new. Of course, our crime rate's less than Memphis, mm-hmm. And that's another big challenge for us is to keep it there,
right?
To keep it down because you know we border Memphis and it's mm-hmm. it's not the safest place in the world. It's a nice city, but it's not the safest place in the world.
So, as you look at the increasing population, you know, I don't know that I've had a conversation with anyone from government who thought all of the traffic problems were solved in our city and in our area. So, you know, what do you see as some of the solutions to as the population grows, as new things like Venture Center and other things come to town, continually solving the traffic issue?
It's definitely a balancing act to for the traffic. I mean, we've installed all new red lights, state of the art, the mast arms, and they're timing. They're all electric. I mean, all pressure. I mean, and so they help a lot now. And to get more growth down Church Road where the convention center will be, mm-hmm. and then even over to Star Landing sooner mm-hmm. or later, we got to spread this traffic out some.
Right.
And just by continuing to grow and to build new things like Silo Square. I mean, widening of Getwell was huge, and we need to continue to do that all the way to 269 now. Of course, when we first put that in, it was 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
There was no 269. They talked about it, but mm-hmm. it wasn't there. So we got to continue to grow it and keep growing that way.
What messages would you like to say just to the community at large, both in your ward and throughout the city?
You know, as I want you and we as a board and the mayor, we want you to feel safe. We want you to feel good about living in South Haven. We want you to stay in South Haven and spend your tax dollars, spend your money, go to the restaurants, go to the shows, go to the, you know, we got the amphitheater, the Lander mm-hmm. Center, the ballparks, get out and enjoy South Haven. And we want to make it even more enjoyable tomorrow than it is today.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about voting, how important is voting at the city, municipal, county level?
This vote affects you more than any other vote you make. Everybody votes for the president, but you know, it doesn't touch you. It doesn't do anything for South Haven. It doesn't do anything for your streets. It doesn't do anything at all. It's I think we had 11% turnout last vote. You know, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. And they'll pick up the phone and call you. And I had a friend of mine that was in politics before. I won't mention any names. Says get the voter list of everybody that voted. Mm-hmm. And then when you get a phone call, go look and see if they voted. You're going to be surprised at how many of them vote.
Right.
The ones that vote don't really complain.
Right. Well, right.
If they don't vote, you tend to complain a little more.
So, you know, as someone who is, you know, been in the city for 10 years, myself, I've been in the city for 10 years and seen a lot of these changes, but my history and connection back to South Haven goes back 20 years. You know, the city has shifted dramatically. What about the people who maybe have been longtime residents and they're like, do I still want to live in South Haven? Maybe they're saying, it used to be a rural town. I kind of liked the rural feel. What are some of the things that in your mind really make the value proposition for the continued growth of the city?
Well, I'll just challenge those individuals that are here to get an appraisal on your house. Mm-hmm. See how much more it's worth today than it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that won't happen, and it will not, and it wouldn't have happened without growth, without continue building houses and starting buildings and businesses. You know, and that's one reason to stay, but also it's we're not rural anymore.
Right.
We're definitely not rural, but we're safe. It still has a small town feel. You still know a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, you know less than you did 10 years ago, but as far as percentage wise, but you still know a lot of people.
Yeah. As a business owner, what do you think are some of the things you've been in this position as an alderman? You've worked with the city for a number of years, and you own businesses, you operate businesses. What are business owners not taking advantage of in communicating with the city that they should be?
Man, that list could be really long, and I could get myself in trouble for it.
Take low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. The traffic, the traffic patterns and streets, just infrastructure, mm-hmm. things that make it easier to get to your store, and like working with the Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. Which we support a lot, the city does, and getting your name out there. But as far as giving us a call, I mean, if you need something, call us. We'll do our best. We can't do everything.
Right.
But, when the water line breaks, we get a call pretty quick.
Sure.
Let's try to make sure it doesn't break.
Right. And what are some of the best avenues in addition to calling, you know, the alderman directly, what are some of the best avenues for business owners to be able to actually leverage the fact that we live in a city where the city wants you to, as a business owner, to actually participate with the city. The mayor actually wants you to participate with government. How should business owners who are maybe haven't experienced that or have moved into the area, how should they be thinking about their interactions with government?
You know, the emails, my phone number's on the website, my email, just reach out to us. Come to a board meeting. Hey, let's go to lunch one day. Let's talk. Just the line of communication. You got to communicate, and maybe we can't do anything for you, but I bet we can do something for you.
Absolutely. Well, John, thank you so much for stopping in, taking time out of your very busy day to, you know, have a conversation with us, even though you're running unopposed. We hope you win the election.
Yeah, I hope so too. I fear the write-in sometimes.
We're grateful for you taking the time, because we feel, especially the chamber, myself and others, and everybody involved in South Haven Business Beat, we feel it's important to let the people who live in the city have the opportunity through this medium of podcasting to get to know the people who are making those decisions. Because you're absolutely correct. This vote affects your day-to-day operation, your day-to-day life way more than every other vote.
10 times more.
Absolutely. Times. So thank you so much for joining us, sir. And we appreciate the time.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards. Go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.